The art scene in our community has been flourishing the last couple of months. For the past 40 years, encouraging the growth of the arts has been one of my passions. Music, literature, visual and performing arts are all important in my life. In April, the Cultural Awards Committee was busy preparing videos and graphics for the 40th anniversary of the Bernice Adams Legacy Awards night. At the beginning of May, the Studio 30 Arts Group had the opening reception for their exhibit at Lang's, the first since COVID. For the past 10 years, each spring for 6 weeks, their work had been showcased in the halls and throughout the building. Studio 30 members are delighted this year to return, and several pieces have already been sold with another few weeks to run. The first weekend in May brought us extensive coronation coverage and a neighborhood garage sale in which we participated. In the evening, I attended the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra, where Rachmaninoff's magnificent and complex piano concerto was superbly performed by Alexei Gulenko, backed by the CSO. Our ever-improving youth orchestra under the leadership of Joy Schuster also played well. Both Joy Schuster and Sabatino Vaca were winners in the Bernice Adams Legacy Awards, which took place the following week. Included finalists in the visual arts category were Studio 30, with the Sculpture Garden being the ultimate winner. What a splendid occasion the 40th Bernice Adams Legacy Awards were. Having attended them since their inception, there is no doubt this was one of the most spectacular and celebratory. To hold such an event at Tapestry Hall was the perfect venue. The setup was spectacular, with all the required equipment at hand readily available made setup most suitable. The room looked superb, the visual graphics and displays honoring Bernice were excellent, prepared by Greg Poutler Graphics. Brian Duggan, a well-known local photographer, worked his magic capturing many of those in attendance. To me, one of the best parts of the evening was the camaraderie, the social time before the official evening program began. I had the pleasure of reconnecting with people in the arts community I had worked with and knew from committees and events I had attended over the years. It was inspiring and a joyous occasion. With a cash bar and gourmet finger foods being generously served, it was a lively event. The competition among the finalists made it a tough task for the committee to select the winners, but everyone seemed happy. I personally was delighted my talented and deserving friend Pat Oliver won the literary award. Mayor Jan Liggett, her past profession being involved in the arts, gave an impassioned speech about the importance of arts as a vital contributor to the community. The next day, with my head still filled with possibilities for expanding the arts in our community, I flew to New York, a Mother's Day gift from my son, to see my three youngest grandchildren. With soccer games, basketball workshops, horse and carriage rides around Central Park, it was a busy weekend. It was good to catch up, but I was happy to return to the community I love. I'm sorry I shall miss the celebration of the arts and the Arts Attic this year, two of the most fun and significant events, this year a week earlier than usual. We had already booked a 12-day trip to McCarthy's party in Newfoundland, so I'll miss both this year, but they are well worth attending. That, however, doesn't stop me thinking about the huge potential for an arts district in downtown Galt. With the grand opening of Gaslight District underway in July, Cambridge will become more of a tourist destination than ever. Imagine Arts Day tours, incorporating the well-preserved architecture of downtown Galt and Queen Square with its fountain. Busloads could come for the day or a tourist 3-day package, staying at the laundry room in the Gaslight District. The variety of sites to visit, the Waterloo School of Architecture, the Fire Hall Museum and Old City Hall, the Center for the Arts, the Idea Exchange and Art Gallery, the Hamilton Family Theater, the Sculpture Garden and of course the Gaslight District. We have a rich and diverse arts community here, with public murals, public art, a huge variety of music from classical to jazz and rock, Craig's Crossing Pedestrian Bridge, the river, great coffee shops and restaurants. It would make a grand destination for tourists. How very innovative of HIP Development's president Scott Higgins and his co-founder Kyle Priestley, president of Gaslight Events Company, to have formed this partnership and recognize how suitable Cambridge is for this exciting venue. How impressed and excited Bernice Adams would be to see the unlimited potential for the future growth of the arts. There are many creative minds at work in Cambridge, and what a way to celebrate our city's 50th anniversary. Well done, Cambridge, and all those whose contributions added to the creativity.